like 5 rounds in 3 days.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Do you feel like not as strong as other climbers?
For sure.
Yeah.
I feel pretty weak.
We can't do one arms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like brag about how weak I am. I take a lot of pride in that. There was a comment on it that said that Japan brought the Avengers.
Yeah.
And then the U.S. brought the Benchwarmers.
Relationship advice. Yeah, let's get your guys' relationship.
Welcome to another episode of the That's Not Rural Climbing podcast. I'm your host, Jenny, and I'm excited to introduce my guests for today, Declan Osgood and Zoe Yee. Declan and Zoe just competed at the Fukuoka exhibition team event for Team USA, where they climbed in all 5 boulder and lead rounds. In this episode, we'll learn about their unorthodox climbing training program here in San Diego, how team selection and strategy worked at Fukuoka, and whether there was added pressure climbing with a team and coach present. This is my first time doing an in-person recording with 2 guests, so sorry for the strange audio mixing in certain parts, but I hope you can enjoy this interview with Declan and Zoe. Please pardon this brief intermission, but I'm excited to talk about Madrock's newest and softest shoe yet, the Remora Pro. If you like being able to feel the chips you're standing on, and you like not having to worry about standing on sketchy volumes in competitions, then this is the soft shoe for you. They also have a crazy 3D heel that allows you to get more surface area when heel hooking, and inserts that lock your heel into the shoe no matter how hard you're pulling. Feel free to message me if you have any questions about the shoes or sizing, and you can use the discount code NOTREALCLIMBER for 10% off your entire Madrock order. Thank you to Madrock for helping to sponsor the podcast. Now back to the show.
Okay, how are you guys doing? How did you brave the rain?
I almost died driving here.
Yeah. Me too. It was pretty scary. Sorry for scheduling it on this day.
It's okay.
But it might be a good thing because there's like nothing else to do anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were like a lot of people who didn't have their lights on while driving, and I hated that.
I was just following one car the entire time because I couldn't see the like.
Yeah, in front.
Yeah.
Please tell me you guys have your lights on while driving.
Yeah. Whatever's on, lights on.
Yeah. Good. Okay, cool. Well, then let's get right into it. So how did you guys both get into climbing and competing, first of all?
You can go first.
I went to a summer camp when I was 8 at the wall climbing gym, and then they told me to join the team. So I joined the team and started competing after that.
They, like, knew right off the bat that you were something special or what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Prodigy.
Yeah.
I was pretty similar, but it was a birthday party. It was actually my brother's birthday party. And then after that, my dad got into climbing.
Oh.
And then I just kind of went with him to the climbing gym. And, I joined, like, the local team, but there was only, like, 1 practice a week, so we didn't train very much. And then I didn't start competing until I moved to San Diego.
Okay, that makes sense.
Where I joined, like, Mesa.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that you were.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but I joined Mesa, like the competitive team, mm-hmm. and then started competing. Mm-hmm.
And does your dad still climb?
Yeah.
Is he good?
He's gotten better throughout the years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a no then?
There was a time where he was better than me,
mm-hmm.
but that didn't last very long.
Okay. How hard would you say he, like, climbs?
At Mission Valley, the grades are pretty hard. So maybe V5.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Mission Valley V5s are pretty hard.
Yeah. Oh, for real. I get that. Yeah. Does anyone in your family climb?
No. My dad climbs like once a year. But yeah, I was on the wall climbing team for a couple of years, and then I joined Mesa Rim. So we were on the same team for a bit, and then we both joined Class 5.
Yeah.
It all comes back to the wall.
22?
2021.
Yeah. It all comes back to the wall.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so do you both still, like, train with Class 5 at all, or?
I don't know
how that works. Because you guys aren't, like, on the youth team anymore.
No, it's not really a youth team.
Oh.
It's more like an adult.
It's not really a team.
It's a community, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Tell me more about Class 5, because, like, I always thought it was just a youth team. But it's just a team
of
people. But it used to be the youth team.
Okay.
But now that we're not in youth, it's no longer a youth team.
Like, a lot of people aged out of youth and, like, moved away for college and stuff.
Yeah.
So now it's Al, our coach, and then the two of us, and then two more, Phoebe and Alina, who are kind of on the team.
Oh, okay. You guys never recruited, like, newer people?
No, but do you know SDCA?
SDCA, no.
It's, like, a new youth team that kind of came out of Class 5.
Oh, I haven't heard of it.
That, it's, like, it's not Class 5, but it's similar ideas.
Yeah.
It's David and Marco. But they're kind of the youth team at the Wall.
Okay.
And then we're kind of, like, the adult team, kind of.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like, we train at the same time.
Yeah.
But not really together.
Okay. So they're not in it for, like, I guess technically youth teams are, like, a business, really. So it's more just about the
class
love
five
of the game.
Is a business.
Okay. Well, I also know, like, who is it? I always see, like, Ross and, oh, my God, what's her name? Kylie wearing, like, class five shirts.
Yeah,
like,
they're
they
also
part of class five. Okay, but they, like, graduated and have gone away.
Yeah, they don't really practice with us.
Interesting. Well, that's a bit unconventional, and you guys also mentioned that your training is a bit unconventional. So what, like, first of all, what is, like, a typical training routine? Because I think a lot of people aren't involved in, like, youth teams or, like, structured climbing programs. And then, yeah, how is your training different from it?
Well, I'd say we don't really have as much structure, I think, as other youth teams. Like, our coach doesn't really come up with plans for the day. It's more just, like, what we want to work on and how he can help us with that, like, during those couple hours that practices.
Yeah, I mean, we just climb.
we don't really hang board or work out that much.
Yeah.
Huh. I haven't worked out in, like, 2 months.
Dang.
We're not climbing for, like, strength gain. It's more, like technique and kind of, like, body awareness and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I guess even when it comes to technique and body awareness, there's not, like, structured programs for it. You just do whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I think the philosophy is to create an environment where you're kind of forced to, like, learn to climb the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, our spray wall, we spend a lot of time spray walling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of set in a way where you can't just, like, pull up on the holds and be strong. You have to really, like, use your feet and connect your entire body to really be able to do any moves.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel like that compares to a typical training program? Like, what you guys were doing at, like, Mesa or the Wall?
Mesa was a lot of strength training, like, workouts and stuff, which I think was really beneficial when we were youth climbers, but maybe now so it's not as important.
Really?
Okay. I feel like technique is more important now.
Yeah.
I think, like, the philosophy that Al has is, like, if you're not as strong, you have to compensate by using technique.
Yeah.
So if you're stronger, it's, like, easy to kind of cut corners.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of forces us to learn good movement, and we can always get strong later.
Do you feel, like, not as strong as other climbers?
For sure.
Yeah.
I feel pretty weak.
We can't do one arms.
Yeah.
True. And, like, how do you feel about that? You feel, like, fine about it?
I feel great about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I, like, brag about how weak I am.
Okay.
I take a lot of pride in that.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, you know.
But, like, do you think one day you guys will do more strength training? Because, like, I guess when I talked to Ross, it was, like, you need to, like, get to a certain, like, you get to a certain strength, and then your, like, technique catches up to the strength, and then you, like, can't really progress further until you get stronger, and then you, like, do strength training, and then you do technique.
I think through our, like, technique training, we'll just get stronger naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's more like the technique will rise, and then our strength will just catch up. I think it's kind of the opposite.
I feel like it's also, like, I think climbing is the best way to get stronger at climbing. Like, it's, like, you can do a bunch of traditional, like, weightlifting, but how well that actually transfers to climbing is a bit, like, I'm not too sure.
No, I get that. And that's good to hear that you don't need to, like, do a bunch of strength training in order to be good at climbing. That sounds kind of like what they do in Japan, or, like, what I've heard, at least. Do you know if that's, like, actually what they do there, or just what they say they do, but actually
I don't actually know what they do.
Okay. I mean, you guys were just there.
Yeah,
so.
When I was there, I was just doing the same thing that we do here.
Mm-hmm.
I was just climbing on boulders.
Yeah.
But the boulders there are set in a way where, how Zoe was saying, you have to climb it very well. Mm-hmm. It's like times 100.
Yeah.
So it's better for technique climbing there for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely similar.
Yeah. And how did you guys like Japan?
It was so cool.
First time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mostly miss the convenience stores, honestly.
Oh, right, like, the 7-Elevens.
Yeah, they have lots of good food options,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you can't really get anything to eat
yeah.
at gas stations here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The triangles are really nice.
The what? The
triangles.
The rice triangles.
Like, rice.
Oh.
Wrapped in, like, seaweed.
Yeah.
With, like, fish inside.
Yeah. There's a name for them, I think.
I call them triangles.
Okay, yeah.
We all call them triangles.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I've never been to Japan, but it seems nice. What about the climbing gyms? Like, did you guys go to the big ones?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. E-Pump Ogikubo.
Right, yeah.
Next Gen.
Mm, oh, yeah. The new
one. I went to the Underground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you went to it.
Yeah.
It was probably my favorite gym. It was, like, this really small box, mm-hmm. like, underneath this apartment complex, and it was, like, some of the best setting I've climbed on. It was really fun.
What makes, like, good setting for you?
Just, like, the way I thought about it was when I'm in, like, a position, naturally there's kind of a way that you want to leave that position.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like the climbs really rewarded that just, like, intuition. Mm-hmm. Where I could just climb, and it didn't matter how I climbed it. I just climbed it naturally, and it felt, like, really fun.
Okay, so then getting into, I guess, how Japan went in terms of the actual event that you guys were a part of. Is it pronounced Fukuoka?
Fukuoka, I think so.
Fukuoka, okay. So, yeah, the team event, I think most people are probably wondering how the USA team was selected. Because, like, Japan and Korea brought, like, their biggest,
yeah.
their biggest climbers, the ones who win, like, all the medals at the World Cups. So, yeah, how did you guys get selected?
It was kind of just open. We have, like, a national ranking.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they select the people who go to World Cups. But I think, he's on the national team.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm only on the development team, so I'm, like, lower down. I think a lot of people were just tired from the entire season and wanted to take a break, so they turned it down. So it came down to us.
Dang.
It's really weird, though, because even though I'm on the national team for lead, they're selecting based off of Boulder as well.
Okay, so, like, it was your combined scores?
Yeah.
Well, because I'm not on the Boulder development team at all.
Oh, okay.
So it was your combined score and any, like, points that you got in World Cups.
Mm.
So if you had made, like, a semifinal at a World Cup, you had more points over someone who was, like, on the team, mm-hmm. I think.
Okay.
I don't really know. But, yeah, there was some sort of point system that they had in place.
Yeah. And so everyone else just kind of passed up.
Yeah, there were a couple. There was Xander Waller was right in front of me. And
right.
then he declined, and then it passed down to me.
Mm.
I think Colin and Jesse declined as well.
Yeah.
I was, like, fourth down or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you guys excited to get the opportunity, or was it like, I'm not sure if I
No,
know.
I was really psyched.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool opportunity. I mean, I guess it is far, though, for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, it's Japan. Like, how can you not go?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I would have gone, too. Did you have any, like, expectations for the event going into this, especially hearing that you guys were, like, going to compete against...
No, we had no clue as well.
Serato.
We found out we were going, like, 2 weeks before.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I was in Japan after World Champs. And then I flew back to the U.S., and then, like, the day after I flew back, I got the email that I was going to Fukuoka.
That sucks.
Yeah. But we had no clue what to expect. We, like, found out the format the day before the comp.
Oh, wow.
Like,
yeah.
The logistics of what was happening. It was, like, yeah, we had no clue what was going on.
There was no way to prepare.
Yeah.
Okay. So then how did you feel the difficulty of the boulders compared to maybe, like, World Cup climbs or the other, like, biggest...
Well, neither of us have actually climbed on World Cup climbs.
I've never done a boulder World Cup.
Biggest,
so we don't know.
Biggest comps that you guys have been a part of. What's the biggest comp you've been a part of?
Yeah, Youth Worlds bouldering.
I think you've been to Youth Worlds, too.
I've never been to Youth Worlds for bouldering. Like, I've never bouldered internationally.
Okay. Gotcha.
So. Yeah. I think it was similar styles, but maybe turned down quite a bit.
I thought they were quite generous.
Yeah.
Like, I was able to get several tops.
But that doesn't say that it was easy. I think it was just turned down a little bit.
Okay.
Especially in the qualies. Most of the for the Ben, I think a climb got, every men topped one climb in the elimination round. And then the other climb, it was like only a few people didn't top it. So you wouldn't really see that in a World Cup.
Okay, that's true. Well, so as viewers, we didn't get to see like qualies. I guess the earliest we saw was the Boulder elimination round. So I guess like how did the Boulder elimination round compare to like what you guys have done before?
Easier, for sure.
Easier.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was talking about, the elimination round.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's the one that had a lot of tops. Actually, I think Boulder qualies was quite a bit harder.
Oh.
Because it was all the teams. It was, like, all six of them.
Yeah.
Versus the elimination round was only four.
True, yeah.
So, like, we didn't top a single, at least for the guys, we didn't top a single one in the Boulder qualies round.
Yeah.
So that round was actually pretty hard.
Okay. We
got pretty destroyed on that one.
And then what about finals for both?
I thought the setting was quite generous throughout the entire round, the entire comp. Like, I mean, I got a flash in Boulder finals. Just, like, I wasn't expecting to get anywhere on the boulders, honestly. And I got pretty high on the lead route, too. I think it was more like they were just trying to, like, they didn't really care if the setting was a little easy because it's more about, like, showcasing the team format and all that.
For the lead routes, you could tell that there was a change, especially for the guys. The World Cup routes are so powerful that you can, like, easily fall in, like, the first crux. But these routes, it was, like, really chill up until the headwall where it, like, turned on a bunch.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's where they wanted to get a little bit of change in the results. Everyone was kind of at the same spot, and then it would just get, like, really, really hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, separation between, like, Serrano and Do-Yeon,
That was the difference between where I fell and then where, like, Do-Yeon got to. In that, like, really hard headwall section.
Yeah. And then how was it, like, how helpful was it to actually see other people's beta?
I thought it was really helpful for me. I went basically last in qualies and finals. So I feel like I tend to do better during flash format because I think once I know the beta, I'm pretty good at just executing.
I feel like I don't actually like to watch people climb.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I just see, like, one person, just to get in my head that it's, like, possible.
True.
Then I can just climb based off of, like, what I already was thinking in my head and, like, intuition. Because if you watch so many people, you just get really nervous. Because you're like, oh, you're watching every single, like, foot placement and, like, worrying about not slipping.
Yeah.
Which, if you haven't watched anyone, then you just climb based off of your own ability. And it, like...
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Feels more fun that way, I think.
No, I get that. Yeah. I personally haven't competed in that, like, what's it called, on-site or...
Yeah, fast flash format.
Yeah, so I've never done on-site, and I guess I always thought, like, oh, I would prefer to go with my own beta.
Yeah.
And then when I think back to any competitions that I have done, I've only ever sent harder things by copying exactly what other people are doing. So, I don't know if I'm actually good at on-site format. What about having a coach there? Like, how helpful was that?
I mean, the coach the U.S. sent was Al, our coach. He's been coaching me since I started climbing.
Oh, wow.
So, since, like, 10 years.
Eight?
Yeah, since I was eight.
Dang.
So that was really cool to go with him. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, coaches don't usually get to, like, influence anything in a competition, really. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to have him out on the floor and, like, ask for beta if needed.
I didn't really notice it too much.
Okay.
I think for bouldering, I'm pretty much in my own zone.
Huh, okay.
I think it was helpful if you're on, like, a wrong track, he can kind of tell you where to go.
Yeah.
If you're doing something, like, really dumb.
Yeah.
But besides that, like, he's mostly giving, like, little tips.
Yeah.
Just lead you in the right direction.
Hmm.
But I think it's good to let the climber really do it on its own, just because you can get really distracted, especially if it's, like, 5 minutes.
True.
You kind of want to stay locked in.
Yeah.
And not be worrying about, like, certain beta or anything.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're both pretty independent climbers, but it's just helpful, like, if, like, I had a coordination move for one of my boulders that Australian Estate was, like, the first move, so it was helpful to get an outside perspective of what I looked like and just, like, little pointers like that.
So there wasn't that much, like, communication back and forth during the round?
Not too much, especially because he's balancing two different teams.
Yeah,
it's like
on, like, opposite ends.
Yeah, opposite ends. Yeah. So it's kind of hard for him to be in two places at once.
Yeah. You didn't get to, like, watch back what you were doing in the moment, right?
No. I think a few teams did. I saw the Korean team like, video. And then when they come down, they would, like, watch the video.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely a strat, because that's what we do, like, in training. We'll have a video of our spray wall, mm-hmm. and so we can watch it back. But in the moment, it's hard for one coach to do that. Because then he has to be in two places at once and filming two things at once.
Yeah.
So I think it wasn't possible with what we had, but I think it's definitely a strategy we could have used.
Did they have, like, two coaches there?
The Korean, probably.
Oh, okay.
Probably more than two.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, more than two.
I think so.
Okay.
A lot of the teams have a few coaches.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a lot closer for them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel more, like, pressure with your coach being right there, like, able to talk to you at the same time?
I didn't know.
I didn't really notice it.
Maybe that's a me thing. I just feel so stressed if there's, like, someone who kind of cares about my climbing watching me.
That's fair.
I mean, we've climbed in front of him for years.
Yeah.
He's seen us fail pretty miserably and do really well. So.
Yeah. I guess along those lines, when I think about climbing as a sport, it's, like, a very individual sport. How do you feel climbing in, like, a team format where there's, like, also the pressure of your other teammates counting on you?
I thought it was cool because, like, if I mess up, you know, hopefully there will be people that have my back and maybe can pull the team score up a little bit. But I just feel like it kind of forced us to, like, actually talk and be friends and, like, collaborate because, like, I didn't really know Vale and Paloma at all. Like, I hadn't really talked to them before. They were our other two teammates. Mm-hmm. And I feel like normally at World Cups, like, I've only been to a couple, but... Just, I think, since the U.S. is just so big, like, geographically, it's hard to really feel like a team because you just don't know, like, a lot of your teammates. Mm-hmm. And I also don't think we did a very good job of, like, watching every round. I think a lot of people just kind of go off and do their own thing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I think it was pretty similar to just how I would, like, train normally, mm-hmm. where you're just, like, climbing on the person, you're just trading off. Like, you're talking about it and you're climbing. So it felt normal for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm climbing with my friends, we'll do the same thing. We'll just, like, try the same climb and then talk about it and then keep trying it.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel that different.
But with, like, the point system, you never felt like, oh, like, I let my team down, like, I didn't get these points. Or, like, your teammate didn't get it.
Maybe a little bit.
You should have tried harder.
Definitely a little bit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you can also make up points in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you, like, on the sport climb, if you miss, like, one hold or something, then, like, the teammate is going to get, like, three other points per one hold, you know? Or, like, because it's exponential, the points, mm-hmm. if you miss one hold, that's, like, 3 points. Mm-hmm. But if they get one hold and it's higher, that's, like, even more many points. It's a weird scoring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, was it dependent on how far you got?
Yeah. Well, no, it's how high you get up, the more points you get.
Oh, okay, yeah. Kind of like how it was in the Olympics.
In the Olympics.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
So if you, like, mess up early, there's room to make that up.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't feel as much pressure.
Okay. Did you feel like there was anything you had to change in terms of, like, your mindset or strategy when it came to competing in a team format?
I think for lead, it was the same. Because when you're climbing, you're still by yourself.
Yeah.
For boulder, it was completely different. I think the qualifier round, we, like, did not do a very good job as, like, climbing as a team. And then as the rounds progressed, we, like, I think we had a pretty good format for maybe the elimination round was really good. And then the boulder round, the final round was just really hard. But I think we had a good kind of team system going.
Yeah, I think it just took a little bit of time to warm up to our teammates. Like, if we've never climbed with them before, just getting used to their style.
Yeah, was there any, like, strategy involved in terms of, like, oh, this person should go first? Or, like, what were the negotiations that happened during the comp?
It wasn't very dramatic. It was sort of just like, hey, I'll brush the feet and you brush the hands and, like, you can go first. Like, it's kind of just decided in the moment.
Mm-hmm. With Avail, we were actually thinking pretty strategically, I think, because he's been training bouldering a lot more and I'm training more lead. There were different styles. So for, like, the slab, I'm better at slab. I would say I'm better at slab than Vale. And so I would try it first just so I had more time to kind of think about the climb and I would have a better shot at doing it. Mm. And then for the more, like, powerful boulders, he had a really good idea of how he wanted to do it. And I was kind of like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. So, okay, you can go first so I can watch you. You know exactly what you're going to do. You're going to flash it. Mm-hmm. And then I have kind of more information to go off of and, like, decide what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, which I think was great. We, like, complemented each other really well.
Yeah.
Like, our strength. He's, like, a really tall boulderer. I'm, like, a shorter kind of slab climber. So I think it worked out really well.
Yeah. And then Paloma's also, like, pretty tall, right?
Yeah, Paloma's pretty tall.
I think we had a good team going.
I think it was great that we had, like, two taller and two shorter climbers.
Mm. Oh, true, yeah. Like, allows you to fit in different boxes.
Yeah.
What about, like, the lead? Was there any, like, strategy with, like, who goes out first?
I think less who goes out first, but more, like, who goes on which route.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Remind us how that went.
There were two routes, and each route needed a female and a male climber. Mm-hmm. So we would, like, get to the venue, look at the routes, kind of see, like, it was sort of about, like, which style suited you more, but also, like, the point scale, right? So it's kind of like, oh, if there's a stop or move, like, someone might fall here, but, like, I think there's usually a more bouldery route and a more resistance-based route, so, like, I feel like the intuition would be to put, like, us on the resistance route and the boulders on the bouldery route. Mm-hmm. But then you could say, like, well, maybe if we do, like, the jump in the middle, like, we have potential to go a lot higher since our endurance is a little better.
Mm. And so, yeah, what was the strategy you guys went with there?
I mean, I just let Vale pick.
Okay.
Because he's more a boulderer. And most of the times he was on the bouldery route, the ones with, like, the jumps or the canvases or whatever. And then I was put on the endurance route.
How did the lead routes feel? Was it, like, what you expected?
Yeah. I mean, the beginning half was pretty chill.
Right.
And then it would just get harder as you went up, which I think was pretty fun. It was a lot less pressure because you can kind of ease into the route and you're not, like, fully thrown into this, like, really cruxy boulder problem at the start. Mm-hmm. Which was a lot more fun than just, like, a World Cup where as soon as you're on the wall, you're, like, fighting for your life.
Okay.
It honestly reminded me a lot more of American setting than, like, IFSC style, based on the routes I got on. I feel like most of those positions were pretty secure. Like, you could rest in a lot of places, whereas in, like, World Cups and stuff, they kind of force you to keep going. Like, you can't stay in one place too long.
Mm-hmm. And then you guys had to do a lot more climbing than most other teams.
Yeah.
So how did the climbing and boulder elimination plus finals feel.
If you're interested in ad-free episodes and would like to unlock over 4 hours of deleted scenes, including one where Zoe and Declan talk more about their travels and future plans, do consider helping support this podcast on Patreon. Some other perks include a membership pin shipped to you after 2 months, prioritized guest questions, or the ability to submit video questions, and more to come. The proceeds go back into the podcast to help me break even, and they help me improve the experience of the guests. If you'd like to help out non-monetarily, liking, commenting, and sharing helps a great deal as well. Back to the show.
Which one was the same day or the day before?
They were kind of all the same day.
Oh, okay.
It was, the first day was lead and boulder.
Yeah.
And the second
qualifications.
Day, yeah, qualifications. Okay. And the second day was boulder and lead. And then the third day was just boulder finals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a lot of rounds.
Like 5 rounds in 3 days.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did it affect you guys?
I mean, it wasn't actually that bad because each round, you're only doing, like, one route for the lead and 2 routes, max 3 routes for the boulder.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just a lot of preparation because you have to warm up. You have
to
cool down and then fully warm up again. So, I mean, you're still getting tired, but it's not as much as, like, a full lead comp where you're doing 2 qualies and then 1 semi or, like, 5 boulders in a round. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it ended up being okay. I think maybe a little low on skin, but
yeah.
I felt fine, like, energy-wise. I don't know about the others.
Yeah, because, I mean, half, it's kind of like you're climbing half the amount compared to, like, a regular.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's true. Yeah, so you guys were fine.
Well,
so no one should feel bad.
Compared to the other teams, they had much more people.
Yeah.
So
they'd, like, swap people out every round.
Yeah. So we didn't climb that much, but compared to the rest of them, we climbed a lot.
True, yeah. Yeah, I guess why wasn't there any, like, swaps or, like, is there, like, literally no one else who wanted to, like, come and do, like, swap outs? Or is it, like, a financial issue?
That and all just, like, financially, I think, like, if we send more people, we'd all get less funding, so.
Yeah. I think people just didn't want to go.
Okay.
But it works out because then we get to do more climbing.
So yeah, it was
true. Kind
of, it was really cool to do every round.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And did you guys get funded to go, like, your flights and hotels were paid for? Or?
We got, like, a lump sum from IFSC.
Oh, that's nice.
Doesn't quite cover everything, but it covers a good chunk of it, I think.
Mm-hmm. But then if more people came, it would have taken
more
from your chunk. Okay, that makes sense. And then for both of you, I think this is, like, your first time. Well, you said it's your first time competing on the world stage,
like, for IFSC level. I've done a couple, like, World Cups, and I did World Champs in Seoul.
And then what about you? You've also done some.
I did some World Cups this season and last season.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, just a handful.
Yeah. So how did this event kind of compare to that in terms of, like, viewership or, like, crowd or how it felt in general?
Well, all the World Cups I've been to, I haven't made a semi.
I've never made a semi either.
Yeah.
So I've never been, like, on the live streams.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool that, like, my family could watch.
Oh, yeah.
And we did so many rounds, so we could watch every single one.
I think, like, the production quality was quite good, like, just regular, like, World Cup. I mean, yeah, and I think especially, like, all the volunteers and the audience, they were super psyched. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really cool. Like, they kept it up the entire round, even when everybody got to the top of everything sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it felt like there really weren't that many of us. There were, like, 4 teams in finals. So I've obviously never been in a World Cup final, but it felt like a World Cup final. Like, but, like, zero pressure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No
pressure. Just because you didn't have, like, any expectations going into it, or?
Yeah, I was just excited to be there.
Mm-hmm. Felt like a charity event, kind of.
Have you done other charity events?
No, well, just, like, there wasn't any, like, pressure to do well. There was nothing that we were, like, qualifying for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it was just a standalone event.
Right.
And especially if you're in the final, like, that was kind of the goal, was to qualify for finals.
Yeah.
So when you're there, you're just like, okay, nothing can go wrong now. Especially because we qualified in fourth, so we literally could not do any worse. We could only do better.
Yeah,
so it was
and
fine.
It's like you only have to beat one team to podium.
Yeah,
true. Was there like a prize pool or was it just for bragging rights?
No, I think there was
for the podium. Yeah.
Well, And it's kind of a shame you guys didn't get a podium then, but it was a cool experience. How does it compare to, like, youth competition?
I feel like youth competitions for, like, IFSC are there's a lot of pressure.
Oh, really?
I find that the youth world competitions have, like, so much more pressure than the World Cups.
Oh.
Just because there's, like, kind of a time limit for how long you can compete, because you can graduate, and you, like, really want to do well, because if you do well there, it kind of leads into, like, doing well in the World Cups. For kind of USA Climbing youth and, like, USA Climbing elite, I don't think there's as much pressure, I think, just because there's not as much competition, and it's kind of, like, you're with your friends, so it's just kind of like a fun comp, which was more similar to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I felt the most pressure at Youth Worlds, because it's kind of like what I was training for the entire year, like, mainly Youth Nationals, like, to be able to make Youth Worlds. And World Cups are just, like, a nice, like, you know, like, I get these opportunities, and it's really cool to go and experience it, but not really, like, expecting anything from it.
Yeah, I guess I have heard, well, I've heard some people say that, like, the youth scene is a lot more, like, stressful than the elite or, like, adult scene, I guess.
For sure.
You experienced that, too?
Yeah.
Is it, I guess, like, the pressure expectation that you'll actually, like, win or podium at it?
I feel like the youth comps, the youth nationals that I've been to have always been, like, the hardest comps to win or, like, to do well at. Because there's so much pressure, and there's, like, only one comp that you've been training for, like, this entire year.
Yeah.
There's so many comps that you've been to. And everyone's, like, so close because they're, like, same age. They've been climbing for, like, the same amount of years. So everyone's kind of around the same level. It's just, like, luck of the draw or just, like, pure determination who comes out on top, I think.
And especially, like, there's only three spots for Worlds. Like, like anything can happen. You know, your foot slips and then that's it.
What has, I guess, like, World Cups and that whole circuit kind of highlighted in terms of your strengths and weaknesses?
I feel like especially bouldering in the team event in Japan, it was, like, my first international boulder comp. Like, I finally really understood why we train the way we do or, like, why we get on the boulders that we do. Because the style felt so familiar and intuitive compared to comps in the States. And with lead, too. Like, once I got to the World Cup stage, I was, like, I feel like I got much better results there than in domestic comps, even though I didn't make semis, but... Yeah, I just felt a lot more comfortable with the style.
Oh, what was, like, the style difference?
Just, I think in the U.S. there's a big emphasis on being strong and, like, having a lot of fitness. I think World Cups really, they really reward, like, being able to climb well and, like, getting through sections fast.
I think for the most part, when I go to these World Cups, it's, like, the technique is there for me. I feel like all the moves are possible. It's more just like a kind of a strength thing, like a comfort thing. I guess a lot of the climbs are really uncomfortable, and they take a lot of, like, almost brain patience, where you're, like, in these really uncomfortable positions for, like, a really long amount of time, where maybe your body isn't super tired, but your brain just gets really fatigued. And so I've been trying to work on that, where, like, you're in, like, really uncomfortable positions. I think that's probably the biggest style difference, is just, like, everything's really uncomfortable.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's, like, a way to relate to that, because I have no idea what that means. Like,
brain patience or, like, uncomfortableness?
Like, I guess brain patience, or, like, I'm trying to imagine what a boulder would look like that just...
Where, when I think about it, it's, like, you're in this position, and if you, like, move too quickly, you're, like, gonna fall out. So you just have to, like, slow it down and just, like, keep moving, even though your brain's, like, I don't want to do this, I want to, like, hop off the wall. You just have to, like, keep going, and keep going, and keep going, like, inch by inch, just to, like, the next move.
Okay. Was there, like, a move or, like, boulder during this competition that you remember like mostly feeling like that?
On the slab in the finals, it was like you're this kind of like foot cross, and like I the foot felt horrible when I put it on, but you just have to like really slow it down and then step over it. And then I think this is something that I need to get better at, is like being really patient, because the next move I got the foot out, and as soon as I felt good, I just went immediately. But I really should have just slowed it down and like tried to do it as smooth as possible, because I got really excited. Yeah. And I dropped the top.
Yeah.
So if I had waited a little bit longer and like kind of sat in the position, I think I would have done it, or at least have a better shot in doing it. Mm-hmm. But it's like really hard to sit in those uncomfortable positions, because you're like on that line of, I feel like I'm going to fall out right now.
Yeah.
But you just have to like stay there, which is really hard.
I get that.
Yeah. It's a weird kind of patience for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In our finals as well, there was the first boulder. It's like a mantle off of kind of slopey volume. It was green.
Wow, it's been a while now. No, it's okay. Like a month ago.
But you're kind of like, you have to flip all the way and you're reaching up and there's this like crimp on the underside of another volume.
Oh, I remember that.
And
yeah.
You just feel stuck, like so stuck, but then you just have to keep going and like slowly get your foot up. And I felt really like, I just just wanted to hop off the wall so bad, because it felt so uncomfortable. But
I remember for that women's finals when, like, the Korean and Japanese climbers did it, and it looked quite different from everyone else doing it. For the slab, did anyone end up setting it?
One guy did, Oren.
Oh, yeah.
But I was actually pretty proud of that, because it was actually a really hard slab.
Yeah.
And everyone was falling on the last move, so the fact that I got there, mm-hmm. I had a shot at it, was pretty cool, I think.
Yeah.
It was a really fun climb. Those are the slab climbs that I really like, and I think I'm pretty good at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool to see. So yeah, in general, for both of you, it seems like lead climbing is what you guys are doing right now. Is that your preference? Are you trying to expand into boulder?
I do prefer lead.
Okay.
I am trying to expand. Yeah, I think I just enjoy lead more, because I think in most of the U.S. comps, a lot of bouldering is just like, can you jump really far? Or can you, like, hold these terrible holds? And it's just not, like, really as enjoyable for me mm-hmm. as lead. But, I mean, obviously you have to get better at bouldering to get better at lead, because the moves are going to get harder. So.
Yeah, true.
I actually don't have a preference. I like them equally. I think I'm just better at lead, like, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been getting more into bouldering, because it's just, there's, like, something cool about, like, how hard can you do, and like what's the max amount of power you can generate in like such a short amount of time?
Yeah,
like it's pushing the limits of like just pure strength, versus lead is like, it's a little bit more of just a lot of climbing, mm-hmm. and like the moves are easier, so it's not as like, I feel like the bottom half of lead routes aren't as cool as like the cruxes of boulder routes.
I got that, yeah.
Like, it's kind of cool to just try really hard.
Yeah.
Which I feel like in lead, you don't get that as often, because it's more like you're trying hard on, like, one really hard move, and it's just, like, you're just tired.
You try really hard when you're pumped.
Yeah, okay. But it's only for, like, one move, and then you're falling down. For boulder, it's, like, you get to try hard, and then you rest, and then you get to keep trying hard. Like
very Maybe you often. Should be trying harder on
yeah,
the end
I,
of lead
Yeah, I should
routes.
Be trying harder on lead routes, yeah.
I guess, like, what's your long-term thinking, like, strategically in terms of choosing boulder or lead or boulder and lead? Is there any, like, thinking, or is it just what you feel
I
like?
I mean,
you're...
I think if you're a good climber, you're going to be good at both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's more the goal, is just being a really good climber and being good at, like, everything. Because then it doesn't matter if you're training lead or training boulder, like, you're going to be really good regardless.
Mm-hmm. I think definitely, like, I noticed this gap a couple years ago, just comparing against, like, other people my age who are, like, really good in lead, but they were also really good in boulder, and I was, like not even making semis at Youth Nats or, like, mm-hmm. not making finals, and I was, like, I feel like this is a bit of a problem. So I've definitely been, I think I'm definitely closing the gap now. Like, I've been bouldering a lot more this year, especially, like, getting to travel and climb on different styles, I think, has helped a lot.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of the cash comps recently. Mm. It's been cool.
Oh, yeah, you did, wait, which one was it? Oh, Battle of the Bay.
I think I did,
a comp
every weekend of October.
Oh, gosh.
It was, like, I was gone for 18 days, which is the longest I've been away from home. Mm-hmm. So I took a train to New Mexico, because there were no good flights, so they were, like, $400. Yikes. So I took a 20-hour train. No, it was chill. So that was for Yankin Yard.
Oh,
okay. It's like the one with the high balls and like the airbags. They like set a boulder on their lead wall and put like, an airbag under it.
I did not see this. No.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Was it streamed anywhere?
It was on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to go because it seemed really cool.
Yeah.
I've never been before. And then it was Japan, and then flew back to San Francisco for Battle of the Bay.
Right.
And then I did Battle for the Fort last weekend in Colorado, but I didn't make finals.
And then you did Boulder Fest right before that, right?
I did Arizona Boulder Fest, like, beginning of October.
How do you guys like doing cash comps?
I have a lot of fun just, like, being able to see my friends mm-hmm. and go different places and hopefully win some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot more fun because there's no pressure.
Yeah.
But they're really far away. Like, we don't have very many in San Diego.
So then what are your, like, future plans for climbing in terms of, like, because you guys are both on the younger side.
I mean, I'd like to be able to make a semifinal at one point.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool. Semifinal. I think if you make a semifinal, you have the ability to make a final.
Yeah.
It's just, like, you just have to be really good and, like, perform really well. Or, like, making the Boulder team.
Yeah.
That'd also be cool. I think if I can make the Boulder team, then I'll have, like, the skills and the strength required to make, like, a lead World Cup semi.
Yeah. I have, like, similar goals, honestly. Just keep climbing, hopefully. I don't really have a very solid plan for the future, like, with college and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I am committed to Carnegie Mellon, which is in Pittsburgh, but... Mm-hmm. Honestly, don't know if I will survive the winters there.
Yeah.
So I might change plans.
Oh, like college plans?
I might like reapply this year to somewhere else.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah.
But it's all up in the air right now. I'm currently taking a gap year.
Like what went into that decision? Was it about climbing?
It was about climbing. And I'm, like, really happy with my decision. Like, I think everyone should take a gap year, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, my friends are all jealous now that I'm not.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah, just, like, to compete as much as I can, like, train a little bit more because I was pretty busy in high school. Mm-hmm. I went to, like, a regular high school. So, just, yeah, getting to train and compete and travel. Yeah, I think I've been, like, I can afford to be really spontaneous with my travel now. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really nice.
Where are you thinking of applying instead of Carnegie?
I have no clue.
Like, personally, I mean, you're doing, like, computer science, right?
I'm doing... My intended major was information systems, which is, like, computer science with a side of business, really.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know where I would apply. Somewhere with better weather, probably like West Coast.
You can't get better than right here.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
Yeah, right? I don't know if I could stay like.
I say as it's currently raining right now. But.
Well, I mean, we talked about like driving in the rain for like 30 minutes, which no one else would ever do. Did you grow up here?
I moved here when I was like 5.
So okay.
I'm from Seattle though. There was a lot of rain there.
Yeah.
I like the rain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Well, I think I was in a similar... Well, I wasn't in a similar position to you, but I know Carnegie's a good school.
Yeah.
So that part is good.
Yeah. I think...
I don't like Pittsburgh, though. I grew up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
But, yeah. I toured Carnegie and, like, University of Pittsburgh, and I did not like the vibes. Did you tour?
I went for admitted students day.
Oh, okay.
Like 2 days. Yeah. I think it was nice. I think, like, the academics are definitely very good.
Mm-hmm.
And the name, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think would help.
Yeah.
but the weather in the winter is questionable. And the climbing isn't great.
Mm.
I don't have any friends there. So, sort of like...
Yeah. It's okay to not have your friends there, but I did not like the weather. I thought Pittsburgh looked depressing. And you can apply to, like, Berkeley.
Yeah, I don't, I think, I mean, I really like the weather in San Francisco, but I just don't think I could do a big school like that. I think I'd just get lost.
It's, like, too big of a school?
Yeah.
Interesting. Like, what are you looking for? This is turning into, like, a personal question.
I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
I'm just so curious. Yeah. It's like...
I mean, one of... I don't know. Like, I probably somewhere near the West Coast. But I think, like, one of, like, the biggest thing I like about climbing, like, more than the actual climbing itself, is just the community.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be important to be close to, like, some climbing friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Declan, what about you? Like, yeah, what are your future plans in terms of, like, are you going to go to school or are you going to continue
training? I'm currently in a gap semester.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not committed anywhere. I have any, like, super rigid plans.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely want to stay in San Diego.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine really living anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, when you're in paradise, you don't want to leave paradise.
I agree with that.
So, yeah, I think that's probably the most important thing is, like, location.
Mm-hmm.
And I know so many people here that also want to stay here.
Yeah.
I had thoughts of maybe going to Salt Lake City because so many people move out there to train. Yeah. But I just don't like Salt Lake City very much.
Oh, yeah.
I just prefer being next to, like, the ocean mm-hmm. and not having, like, insanely hot summers and then cold winters.
Mm-hmm.
But the training's really good there. But I think
building
up, like, San Diego would be really nice because we have, like, kind of this thing going. I think if you, like, keep building it up, then we'll have kind of a training spot that's on par with Salt Lake City, I think.
Oh, you think so?
I think so. I mean, because we have...
with the National Training Center.
Well, yeah, I mean, that National Training Center is really nice, but they have, like, only one coach there, Josh, mm-hmm. Versus here, we have, like, a lot of people that are kind of joined on, like, the same ideas and are kind of, like, building each other up with kind of, like, the same goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we just get the facilities right, I think we'll have, like, a really good climbing place down here.
I feel like we train at the wall climbing gym.
Yeah.
I feel like the facility is, like, pretty crazy for what the gym is. Like, it's...
Yeah.
We have... 2 spray walls, like a whole back area where we can set anything. Like, they have really good boulders in the main gym. Like, honestly, like, that's all you need.
Especially seeing the gyms in Japan, they're really small, but they utilize their space really well.
Yeah.
So we have a similar idea where we have a lot of space and we just have different, like, things that kind of do different jobs for our climbing. And that's really all you need is, like, different stations.
And then... in terms of Salt Lake's weather, I do agree that it's kind of crazy there. I was there last year, not the 2025 season, but the 2024 season World Cup in Salt Lake. And it was 80 degrees one day. And then the next day, it was, like, snowing.
Yeah.
And I was so pissed off.
Yeah.
I hated that so much.
Yeah.
And it was really windy. The day it was 80. It sucked.
Yeah.
And then in terms of staying in San Diego, you mentioned really wanting to stay here. Is there anything else here that you really like to do? Like, are you a surfer?
I do surf a lot, yeah. I mean, I just like the weather.
Yeah.
I feel like we have a good community here. Like, in North Park, there's just a lot of stuff to do. There's, like, really good restaurants. When I travel to other places, I, like, realize how good we have it here.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me want to stay even more.
I got that.
Yeah.
What about you? Is there anything else you like to do outside of climbing?
I mean, not really anything, like, related to San Diego.
Sure, it doesn't have to be San Diego related. Yeah.
I don't surf or anything. I don't like the beach.
Oh, you don't like the beach?
No.
Yeah.
But I recently started working part-time as a stagehand. So, like setting up concerts mostly and taking them down. I did like theater tech all throughout high school. Mm. It's kind of been an interest. I was like, I think this year is just a good time to join the industry and like see what it's like.
Hmm. Of like theater?
Like the live event industry.
Oh, really?
So I think it'd be cool to try to work my way up, like maybe into rigging, like hanging stuff up and,
yeah. Have you worked with any of these rappers?
Yeah, you should have helped me, like, set up this thing.
I worked on Night Herd's festival a couple weeks ago. I think, do you know Skrillex?
Oh, yeah. You don't know Skrillex?
I don't.
You've never heard of Skrillex?
I've never heard of Skrillex until that.
What?
That was...
It's a generational thing.
Oh my god, don't say it like that. I'm not that much older. No, I mean, I don't, like, know them. Like, I'm not a huge fan, but, like, I've heard of Skrillex.
I'm working a WWE Survivor Series at Petco Park next week.
Interesting.
Have you heard of WWE?
A generational thing? Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, you should have helped me set up this.
Oh, I don't know anything about audio.
Oh, okay. So it's just like rigging.
Like a lighting person.
Tech. Okay. Yeah. Well, these lights
are very fancy. Yeah.
They're set up for me, I guess. Okay, cool. Good to know. Okay, I guess now we can get into some of the audience submitted questions that came in. So the first one, this was from Discord. With your experience from the team event, how would you have wanted a team climbing event to be shaped differently, if anything?
I think it went pretty well, especially for the,
first executed. Yeah,
for the first like version of this format, I think it went really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if you, because it wasn't live streamed, but after the comp, there was like a speed traverse.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was crazy. They like took down all the climbing wall or all the routes on the boulder wall, mm-hmm. and they put up like this really big traverse mm-hmm. that we just like ran through, and there's like really big jumps, and it was like it showcased like just the experience of climbing. I think the entire comp was just like, this is what climbing is. Mm-hmm. So I think it did a great job. Yeah. And the audience was like really psyched. For a couple of the rounds, they brought in like school kids. Yeah, they brought, like, a bunch of schools, and they were just, like, super psyched to watch. And you would just, like, be, like, really showboating on these routes, and, like, as soon as you did anything cool, they would go crazy. So it was really cool.
I honestly can't think of anything that I would change. Yeah, I think it was very well executed, especially for the first one.
Would you want to do more of these, or do you think... I don't know if the goal of this event was to, like, test it out and see if like World Cups are always going to be like that, but how would you feel if like the format changed more towards something like this?
I would not prefer World Cups being this format because it's hard to be really competitive because the routes are easier, and it's like for the like mixed boulder, a lot of the guys would like do it in a few attempts and the kind of discrepancy and results would be like if the women got it. So it's a lot harder to be competitive in, but it is just, like, really fun. So I would do it occasionally, but it's hard to do, like, championship events like this.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool to hold, like, one of these kinds of events at the end of the season, just as, like, a fun way to cap it off.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really enjoy seeing it, like, more consistently, like, maybe every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot to ask earlier about, I guess, like, how the, like, gender-combined boulders felt. How did that feel for, like, both of you?
I think it's really hard to set, like, mixed boulders that, like, balance well between the two genders. I think they did a pretty good job, but I think for boulders, like, it always has to be slab, and that just makes it a little boring. But I think it was good to test out.
Did it feel, like, reachy, or...?
No, it felt pretty good.
Yeah, I felt fine. Yeah.
It's always going to be really technical slabs, because you can't just have, like, a really powerful climb.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's not as fun to watch. I think slab isn't as fun to watch because you're just like standing on the wall for like a minute straight.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But it wasn't live streamed, but our first qualies route for the mixed boulder was actually pretty technical. There were like some small crimps and there were a few girls that did it and then like a few guys that didn't do it. So I think that one was actually really well set. like some good tiebreakers for that one.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, I think for finals I saw some discussion on maybe like Reddit where people were saying that the finals mixed route was like a bit reachy looking for the women.
Maybe like the last move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was just if it was actually reachy or if it just looked like that because we saw it look so much easier for like the taller guys to do it.
I mean, Mao did it.
Yeah.
And she's like really
short. Yeah.
So I don't think there was a height problem at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe if you have like Aimori in there, there'll be like a questionable.
Stupid, but. But then there would just be the whole argument about Aimori climbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Next question from the audience. Any memories from youth training or advice that stuck with you?
There's like a famous like idea from Al. It's like kind of the like instructions of climbing, I guess you could say. Where it's like you throw, catch, settle, throw. It's like how you do like a move or something, or like even a climb. It's just like what you're doing the entire time is you're like throwing to hold, you catch it, and there's like the time that you're settling to prepare for the next hold or the next move. And that idea was like kind of what started how we trained at Class 5, I think. And then like all of our ideas kind of flowed from that. It was like, oh, this is how you should throw, this is how you should catch, and then this is like why it matters. It's like a weird way to think about it. I think maybe for a lot of people, it's like really weird to understand.
Yeah, like what are you supposed to do?
Like that's just it.
Okay.
It's like a language thing. I guess you just have to like feel it and like understand it. You understand it when you like start to feel it out. It's hard to describe in like words, I guess.
Is there like a tip you can maybe give to like people who want to get better at climbing in order to like do this? Or like something that made it click for you?
I feel like just the intention behind like figuring out what part of the move feels hard, because the throw, catch, settle, throw is just like the move in its entirety, and there's different parts of that kind of section that can feel harder. If it's like, oh, this move, what's really hard for me is throw is, like, really weird. Mm-hmm. Like, the catch, the end position is, like, fine. Okay. It's, like, a good hold. But it's just, like, a really weird throw. Then you have to, like, really kind of hone in on why does this throw feel weird, you know? And then you, like, figure out if it's, like, oh, it's just, like, a really weird squeeze or the foot's bad. Then that's where you go even deeper and you're like, okay, how do I make this foot better or how do I, you know, connect these two holds?
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You're just really specific and, like, just your intention is like what makes you better.
Mm-hmm. I think an idea I was introduced to pretty early on was like practice versus performance. Mm. When you're thinking about a comp, yeah, I always thought like I was like, okay, like maybe these locals are all practice, right? They're like sort of low stakes, but like nationals, youth nationals has to be performance, right? Because like if it isn't, then what is? Mm. But I feel like I slowly realized over time that like nothing really is performance, like it's all practice for the next thing, and that mindset kind of helps you relax and see the comp as a learning experience and also just like, you know, a place to have fun. Mm-hmm. Instead of like putting a lot of pressure on yourself to succeed.
Did you see on did you watch the live streams on YouTube
for
Fukuoka?
Yeah.
There was a comment on it that said,
"Ooh, I didn't read the comments."
That Japan brought the Avengers,
yeah,
and then the U.S. brought the Benchwarmers. Benchwarmers.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I think it's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, we definitely weren't like the strongest on the U.S., mm-hmm. but I think we did actually really well.
Yeah,
regardless.
Yeah, I think for being like the, I don't know, B team, Benchwarmers, yeah. Benchwarmers, we were pretty good.
No, I think we did
not bad at all.
Yeah.
I mean, still made finals. So.
Yeah, still made both finals, which was cool. But I saw some people like defending us. They're like, well, they made both finals, so
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good to make both finals. Yeah, I guess I didn't ask during the episode, but what are your guys' like outdoor goals, if you have any?
I've been trying Buttermilker in Bishop for quite a while now. Mm. And like every year I get a little bit closer because I only try it like one day a year.
Yeah, fair.
So it's like one year I like, it's this really big move and I like wasn't strong enough or tall enough. And then like last year I was able to do the stand mm-hmm. from it, which is a 12. And then hopefully this year, if I go back, I'll maybe send that one. Every year I just try to take off another climb.
Yeah.
So last year I did a mystery, which you probably don't know it because you're not thinking about outdoor climbing.
Is it in San Diego?
No, it's in Bishop.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, like SoCal area, I mean.
The Buttermilker's also in Bishop.
Oh.
Yeah. The
yes.
Yeah, we only go to Bishop. I mean, there is outdoor climbing in San Diego, mm-hmm. Which I think it would be cool to go to, but I just have not experienced in that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I just go wherever everybody else goes. Honestly, I just along for the ride. I've been trying Maze of Death, which is also in Bishop, like the past 2 years, and some of my teammates are now really psyched on it, so I think I want to try to do it this year.
Okay. Is Bishop not considered SoCal?
It's pretty central.
Oh, okay. I've been there once.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I have been there.
Like
okay.
5-6 hour drive up north.
Yeah, that feels like it's in California.
I wouldn't consider it.
Okay.
Maybe some people would.
I stayed in a really cool, like, goat farm Airbnb there.
That's cool.
Really?
But then it burned down.
While you were in it?
No, I was not in it, but it burned down. So now, unfortunately, people can't stay there anymore. But I would recommend it if it was still existing. But maybe one day they'll, like, build it up again.
Yeah.
Okay, I only had one last question, and it was like an audience question just for Declan, and it was also not really an audience question. It was Jaden's question. So, I guess you beat Elden Ring, Night Rain.
Yeah.
Do you want to discuss that?
I beat with Cruz. Do you know Cruz Padilla?
I mean, I've seen all these people.
Yeah, he's like, I've grown up with him, like, competing in youth. So he's one of my biggest competitors, but also, like, one of my best friends. Because we have, like, pretty different styles when it comes to climbing. And so, you know, we'll just play games on the weekends or something. And Jaden also joins, but we beat the final boss without Jaden. And he was pretty upset. But it was his fault anyway.
Wait, is it a multiplayer game?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, multiplayer, but you're fighting... like computer bosses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was multiplayer. I thought people were just out there playing that by themselves. Well, I'm staring at the wheel. Should we spin the wheel? Since we're filming in this interesting studio, we get to spin the wheel. Okay. I might cut this out.
Okay.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Are you giving him two free concerts?
Crap. Let's spin again.
Okay.
Oh my god.
What concert are you taking
me
to?
It's Fate.
I guess it is Fate. Do you guys want concert tickets to something?
I don't care.
Skrillex?
Yeah, next time Skrillex.
If it's two free concert tickets. Relationship advice. Yeah, let's get your guys'
relationship. Do you want relationship advice, or are you giving it to us?
I think you guys should give your general relationship advice as 18-year-olds.
Go climbing.
Okay.
Advice. Yeah.
I think that was actually pretty good advice.
Legitimately?
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Yeah, I think it is good. It's a...
You, like, see how they think, you know?
Yeah,
how
it's problem solving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if they just, like, get really mad at a boulder... Maybe that's
true.
Maybe that's red flag.
Red flag. Yeah.
Yeah. When they like come down and then they like punch the boulder.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That's a red flag. We don't want that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any relationship advice?
Well, I'm curious if you guys would prefer to like date climbers or non-climbers.
That's interesting. A lot of my friends say they'd rather not. Mm-hmm. because it's really weird if you go to a competition. Mm. You're like, I have to focus on this thing that I've been training for like a really long time. And then you're like, oh, actually, I also have to think about like this other person that they're like also focused on.
Yeah.
So I think if you do it right, it's fine. But for the most part, it's like really, it's an added level of stress that's just like not needed.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like normal people might find it hard to like understand why you're just in the gym.
So yeah. You're like, yeah. But traveling. That's the same with like a lot of sports are like that.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if other sports, I guess if you could date someone who's like doing another sport at a similar level. That's true. But yeah.
Yeah, but then you're not competing against, or like, you're not competing together.
Oh, so you're just talking about, like, people in the competition scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a very small scene. Okay.
I guess maybe I interpreted the question differently, but I think if they're doing a different sport, I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm. So, date climbers and go climb.
Go climb.
Okay. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not giving any advice. Okay, cool. Well, I think that's all the questions I had then. Thanks for joining me today. Any like last minute words of wisdom you guys want to get out there?
I have no wisdom. I'm not, okay. I'm not a wise person.
I'm not very deep.
Okay. All right. Then anything you want to shout out or let people know where they can find you?
Shout out class 5.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Shout out class 5.
With their weird training methodology.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well then thank you guys for joining me today and it was good to talk to you guys.
Thanks so much for having us. Yeah.
Thanks for joining in the rain.
Thank you so much for making it to the end of the podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you enjoyed. Otherwise, you are a super fake climber. If you're listening on a podcasting platform, I'd appreciate if you rate it 5 stars and you can continue the discussion on the free competition climbing Discord linked in the description. Thanks again for listening.